Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cowboys getting Randy Gregory back in pads over the weekend. And, you know, Jerry Jones yesterday was asked what's standing out to him. And he really talked about the defense, especially the defensive front. And I'm starting to wonder, if you had to put money on it, which side of the ball will have a better season. People are starting to get hype and excited about the defense.
Yes.
They were flying around against San Francisco. While we were out at training camp, they probably got the best of the offense. Again, it's kind of tough out there with the tackling rules and all that. So it's really, really hard to judge the run game. But where do you stand on it if you had to put money on one?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I would still – the two best units on this team are the O-line and the backfield, right?
Yeah.
So I would still lean towards that. But the defense, to me, I mean...
Like, who will finish higher in their ranking?
Problem is the offense, I don't know if they're going to pass enough to finish that high in the rankings.
Yeah.
So probably from that regard, on the total count, probably the defense. That said... You know, this is one thing I noticed in this game, and I don't know how much, you know, I guess the game was on Thursday. I recorded it.
Vacation.
Yeah, I wasn't able to watch it live. I think that what I noticed the most, was, especially on that touchdown pass, right, the touchdown that Dak threw to Gallup, that doesn't happen in our practice. First of all, they'd never take shots down the field like that in practice. Second of all, our corners wouldn't have made that mistake in letting him get those extra 4 yards at the very end of separation.
Yeah.
Just watching that, I'm like, man, this team's defense. Just watching the San Francisco corners, I'm like, man, our corners are really, really good. And they're not going to give up a ton of chunk plays like that. So, I am very excited about the defense. And you have to have, if you want to win in this league, you've got to have a unit be really, really highly ranked. You just have to have it. And they're going to wind up potentially having two.
I'd still lean offense because of the great offensive line. Now, Roy is always higher on the defense than us. I always feel like he's buying the stock heading into the season. So money on one side of the ball. Who's going to have the better year?
I think my money right now is probably trending towards the defensive side of the ball. I'll be honest with you. Now, I think that's a couple different ways. Are we going total yardage? Are we going total points against? If points against is the value, then I think maybe the Cowboys offense will have a little bit more. I think they're going to be really efficient but they're not going to get as many possessions. And I think ultimately the defense will benefit from the Cowboys game style the most. So, yeah, I think the defense will probably end up slightly higher than the offense.
The Cowboys got Randy Gregory back. Jerry Jones was asked, what are you noticing from 94 out there?
Yeah, I just know that his attitude, his want-tos, his genuineness, those are things that I've heard players talk about, but I will say that it's mirrored all the way through and up through the organization. Everybody here is rooting for him. He doesn't want any slack, but I know he sees the care that everybody has for him. And I did notice some of his trademark skill out there on a couple of snaps that he took out there today. And you could see that sleekness, he's just got the ability to create some pressure.
So Broadus says that he would have had his first sack of practice thanks to a little stunt that they ran as part of his Sunday write-up out there in Oxnard where Ben and Skin are throughout the entire week.
You know, it's depressing. I'm actually having dreams about Randy Gregory.
What?
I had a dream. It was you, me, and Broadus talking And, you know, he kept it made no sense. He was like, well, we're going to have Randy Gregory play. He's going to play nose tackle to 3-4. I'm like, they don't play a 3-4. What's going on here? Like, my entire life is getting turned upside down because I was trying to figure out where, you know, how Randy Gregory's going to be this year. But you have to be excited about that.
Yes.
You have to. And, you know, my expectations are still very low just because you have a guy who hasn't played in over a year.
Yeah.
What can your expectations really be?
I'm going to go about 5-6 sacks.
I would hope at least, you know, like I would hope close to 10.
10.
But I mean, again, like that's just based on talent. That's just based on his talent. Again, you know, you don't know like his ability to be out there and play every hole,
every hole,
every snap.
You're in golf mode.
I know. It just depends. But yeah, I think anywhere from 6 to 8 is a good number.
Brought us on Dak. I think I'm detecting a trend here. Two of the best deep balls that I've seen Dak throw this camp were down the right sideline when the offense was working right to left. The Gallup pass in San Fran and the ball to Lance Lenoir in the same spot that he somehow let slip between his elbows. Both of these passes were located perfectly with the proper trajectory and distance, which is something Garrett talks about when evaluating quarterbacks that throw the deep ball with consistency. So just maybe keep an eye out for that. Dak throwing down the right sideline when they're going right to left on your radio dial.
Yeah. You got to figure out that left side, though, man. Like, you can't cut off half the field.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be problematic. But the fact that they decided to go down the field, and this is the other thing. This was in the first, 15 plays. What have they always been good at, especially when Dak's here and with Jason as the head coach, no matter who was here, as Romo or doesn't matter, the first 15 scripted plays. They've always been good with that, and they were good with it in this game. I mean, they had and they didn't even have Zeke. I mean, they used Rod Smith. So they were able to move the football, and in those first 15, they were pretty darn dominant.
Brought us. I believe you're going to see this Cowboys run game featuring more elements of pulling offensive linemen than at any other point of Linehan's tenure as the coordinator. With the patience of Zeke and the athletic ability of this line, angle blocks are easier to execute by sealing guys inside, getting the blockers out in space. Several examples of that where it requires Connor Williams and Zach Martin to get to the outside. So, Broadus has been talking about that, not just Dak on the move, but getting the run game outside of the tackles with the very nimble, athletic offensive linemen.
You know, this team a couple years ago in Zeke's first year, and even in DeMarco's year in 2014, the amount of yardage before first contact was astronomical. And the more you can do that, I think the better. You get Zeke in space. The most famous run I think Zeke's had, run, not pass, catch, and run, but run, is still the off-tackle run against Alabama that was in the Final Four game.
Mm.
And, you know, he gets to the outside, and then, bam, right turn, gone, 85 yards. And that, to me, is still the most famous run I can remember him having. And that he can do that. I mean, that's the kind of play that his ability, his speed, his vision, and this offensive line, I mean, they can all do something like that. They should be doing it more.
Everyone's talking about this Rico catch. Y'all see this?
Yep.
The Rico catch. Okay.
I got one hand on you.
Yeah. Yeah. People are saying it's the best catch of camp. The T-wheel catch that we saw was...
Yeah.
Lance Lenoir's been making a damn catch every day.
Yeah.
That probably is up there. Best toe tapper on the team, that's for sure.
The Tavon catch that Kavanaugh retweeted, I think Machota had. That was a really good one as well.
Yes. So,
but best catch by a tight end, without question.
That because should be playing in the EMEA. Yeah.
Yeah. Every other catch by a tight end was go 3 yards and turn right.
It was caught between their numbers.
Yeah.
For the most part.
So Rico, everyone's going crazy over this Rico catch.
Yes!
Yeah. Experiments worked.
He's still third string, though. We got to get a little bit more reps for him in the preseason game. A little bit more than what, you know, maybe Dalton Schultz got when he's on he's out there for the second snap of the game. That was a little frustrating.
Man, our tight ends.
Brutal.
My God.
Brutal.
There's a good one out there. Like, Brent Celek's out there just floating around. I don't know if it's a real conversation to be had since we got so many of them. We got to go with one of the guys that are already here. But, you know, if veterans are out there and available at a position you could use some help at, it might not hurt. Might not hurt to kick around.
Besides Rico, the other ones could walk in here, and I couldn't tell you who they were.
We could tell Jeff Swaim.
I couldn't. Why?
I did a bit with him one time. I think that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a bit with him.
They're tall.
Tall.
They're tall dudes.
Yeah.
Three-fourths of them are white dudes.
Yeah, that's it. All right, other practice notes. Oh, by the way, Josina Anderson saying the latest on Earl Thomas and the Cowboys, nothing. Why? Seattle's not budging. They said he doesn't want to report there, I guess. So that's the latest from Josina Anderson. Jerry was also asked why he wore his hat during the anthem being played to open up camp, and his response, no, no, no. So Jerry, not going there. What about the helmet rule? I want to hear about this.
Stop it.
All right?
Is that even, you know, I don't want to be one of those flag football dudes, but that's absurd. What happened was the Arizona game. Completely and utterly ridiculous that they called this a penalty.
Yeah. Safety got screwed over on this call. Jerry Jones, what are you thinking about the new helmet rule?
Well, I've got a lot of confidence. They knew the rule was going to take some skill to really have the game we want, yet have the safety we want there. But I really think with everything I've heard, Stephen, of course, is on that committee, and I'm on the health and safety committee. Everything I'm privy to tells me that we'll really be able to improve safety and officiate it.
Man, I am petrified over this rule.
This rule is going to create so many issues for players on defense. Like, it's just going to be ridiculous. The call they made in the Arizona and San Diego and LA game, Chargers, is absurd. They're calling helmet, you're lowering your helmet on just general tackles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's how hard is it? How can you tackle? Your helmet is going to look lowered in real time just about on every tackle you make.
Yeah.
You know, and if they want to have a rule like this, fine. Overcall it, but go back and review every single one of them. And if it's determined that he didn't lower his helmet to make a tackle, then rescind the penalty. It's that simple. You know, don't just go and review it to make it see if the guy should be ejected or not. Go back and review it to see if it should be called at all.
Speaking of rules, can someone explain to me why Jalen Ramsey got suspended?
What you think?
So this is what happened. Jalen, the Jags had a fight out of practice. It was Dante Fowler, talking about a disappointment. And Yannick Ngakoue. Very good player. So these two are getting into it and reporters filming it. Jalen Ramsey at the end of the video is like, hey, turn that S off. Like, stop filming. They got put out on social media. Ramsey writes to the reporter, you know you done messed up, right? LOL. If y'all want war, we got some for y'all. And I know the rest of y'all, you know who you are going to read this too. So just know. Hashtag lame ass reporters. Now, Jalen Ramsey, along with Dante Fowler, got suspended for a week. They're going to miss the next preseason game. But for going off on the media, there's a suspension. I'm not understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not understanding what they did. Is this Tom Coughlin dropping the hammer?
I would assume so, but I don't understand what the big issue was.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Did you see? It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's not the craziest punishment of the week. Did you see the Antonio Callaway punishment?
No.
He got popped for...
Now, this was a week ago when Callaway got in trouble. Then he played in the game and
right.
was hooking up with Mayfield a lot.
Yeah, but that was interesting that you said he played in the game. That was his punishment. He had to play the entire game.
Oh,
that was the punishment.
Oh, my gosh.
He had to play an entire preseason game.
Hugh Jackson dropping the hammer. Yeah, are they saying that's what his
punishment? That was the punishment it was. He was like, he played the entire game. That was his punishment. He had to play the entire preseason game.
Roy, did you see Hard Knocks episode 1 was amazing. Todd Haley and Greg Williams looking like they wanted to chew up Hugh Jackson. A little bit of a power struggle, possibly. Did you find where Hugh addressed that, Roy?
Yeah, Pro Football Talk had the story from yesterday. He said, I'm glad that you brought it up. Why have we not had any soft tissue injuries? Well, for the last 2 years, we have not had any. Oh, sorry, this is the quote from within the story. Sorry, I'm trying to get down to where he addressed it. Let's see. We have done this now for 2 years, and we have had really good success. I do not think that Todd meant anything by it. I just think that he meant from his feeling. He has been at different places, and everybody has a different way of doing things. It's just how we do it here, and it works for us. The most important part is that we keep our players healthy. If we end up losing somebody, that will not be they will not be out practicing here. There was no animosity or anything like that. It was not a back and forth between Todd and myself. Todd gets it. Trust me. This has never come up again. I want our guys to question, to ask questions about those things. Once I explain it to them, then we can move forward. This is just the way it works. It's a great thing.
So that's Todd Haley questioning why certain guys are getting days off, and it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for Hard Knocks episode 2. Really, really good with the first one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.